Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville. Or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Leaf.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. We are officially into the peak weeks of grilling season. This is the time of year where you want to be out there behind the grill. It's not too hot. It's not cold anymore. It's great weather for cooking out. So make it happen for yourself this weekend and make beef the star of the show. Everybody at your cookout will be happy that you did. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Also the place to find some camouflage merchandise that you're looking for. They've got a great new selection of Mississippi State gear in camo. You want to check that out at the website, collegecornerstore.com. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner.
Time for some turkey hunting.
About that time. I've had wild turkey, but it was a whiskey. I've never actually had like wild turkey though.
Like somebody killed a turkey.
And I got beat it, yeah.
Very gamey.
Is it? Is it good?
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I've had wild boar, and that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it's solid.
Okay. Well, if I ever get the chance, you know. I wouldn't drink
quail.
Oh, yeah. Fried quail. Yeah. That's good.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel and dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not great.
Rabbit.
Love rabbit.
Rabbit's good.
Rabbit's delicious.
Rabbit is good.
Had deer many times.
This weekend I had some deer.
Uh-huh.
My cousins were in town.
Yeah.
They did some of those jalapeno poppers with deer meat bacon.
Yeah.
The jalapeno and the cream cheese.
Great.
Fantastic.
So I went to a restaurant in Tupelo one time. They had a wild game sampler. So I had kangaroo, ostrich, and I believe elk.
Kangaroo?
Yeah. Very, very beefy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't anything. You won't catch me wanting to order kangaroo again.
Yeah.
I've had buffalo and bison a few times, too.
Yeah, like I went to a banquet one time that was like it was wild game. Like they had like a sampler kind of like that.
Yeah.
And it is interesting.
I went to, when I was in Denver last year, I had an elk burger.
I've had one of those before.
Really good.
Good.
Really good. So.
What about Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
You won't do it.
That's a bridge too far.
That's too far.
I've had chicken hearts.
Yeah, I mean, eating in Oregon.
I've had chicken hearts. Yeah,
you know,
I went to a Brazilian steakhouse, and that was one of the offerings. Like they were all in the skewer, like chicken heart. I was like, sure,
why not?
It wasn't bad. It tastes like a gizzard. If you like chicken gizzards, you would like chicken hearts.
I would love to go to one of those steakhouses pretty soon, where they just come up to you and they just start slicing off prime rib. Okay,
we go to Texas Day Brazil. I got no problem with that.
I mean, I love it.
We can go there. We can go to Memphis, wherever you want to go.
Yeah,
you tell me, and I'll get in the car.
I told you the story about the last one of those I went to, right? When it was like it was like right across the street from my hotel in Portland.
Okay.
And it's a steakhouse like that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Texas Day Brazil, but it's
like,
you know, same thing. I don't think it was that.
Okay.
But it's the same kind of thing. And this was like, I'm going to say like a few months after I had my gallbladder removed.
Okay.
And if anybody's had their gallbladder removed, you know, like sometimes it just kind of, the things you eat just kind of roll right through. because there's not that buffer.
Right.
So you better be ready if anything ever happens in that regard. And I had gotten, my stomach had gotten so full of meat that we're done and we're getting our check. And I was like, oh. And I was like, okay, I'm good. And we're walking out the door, and I've got a 1-year-old child, and she had just turned 1 year old. We went to a conference for my wife, and we went up there with her to Portland. And I'm like running, like the every second feels like an hour
Oh,
because I'm
we've
feeling
all
like
been there.
something.
We've all been there.
And I'm like, I can't go back in the restaurant. I just feel weird if I do that. The hotel's right here. We just got to get across. So like, I'm waiting for the sign to cross over. All that. I got bags I'm holding on to.
You're hearing
I'm
music in
pushing
your head. You're just like,
a stroller, and I've got the sweats. And it's like 45 degrees in Portland, Oregon, and I'm starting to get hot.
yeah.
And I told Becky, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can make it. And so we get inside the hotel lobby, bathroom doors locked.
Oh.
Apparently they had a malfunction in there, and somebody had to come fix it. So it was awkward. The women's restroom, of course, was open, but
As always, you'd be maple walnut ice cream off the floor.
couldn't do that. So I get into the elevator. We're on like the 15th floor. We're stopping at every one and going up, and I'm about to cry. And I'm just sitting there, I'm clenching the best that I possibly can. Every muscle in my cheeks are clenching, are working. I'm working up a absolute workout that Billy Blanks would be jealous of.
Core strength.
And so we finally get to the room, and I just dump every.
Are you
Not that
dumb?
kind of dump. I drop every single bag on the ground. I was like, Becky, I'm sorry. It's up to you now. And I just bust through the doors, and I somehow,
In the
someway,
nick of time.
God gave me grace, and I landed on
Ah.
the target. So
I never heard that
that's
story.
my Brazilian steakhouse story.
Well, but when we go, we'll make sure we're okay before we go.
What a workout that
That
was.
is incredible. I thought it was gonna be like, you just had a good time or
You know,
something.
we've all experienced
Oh,
that. It's such a taboo
all right.
subject for
We're
people.
gonna be honest with ourselves here. Every grown man has either gotten close or lost
Or
the
it's happened.
battle. It's happened. It just happened. I remember one time. What a start to this
Yeah, I love it.
podcast.
Did we get through our sponsors?
No. No, I've got two more left to do. We'll get to them. We
It's better than talking Mississippi State baseball right now.
we went to China Garden.
Oh.
And I mean, we now at the time we lived off of a we live like right
Great
next.
egg rolls.
I love the crispy shrimp. I love to eat
Yeah.
those. So anyway, we lived on Louisville Street, not too far down from like where United Produce is. This is like right when Jennifer and I just first got married.
No.
All right, you know where Starville High is, though, right?
Yeah.
A little further down the road than that.
Okay.
Okay. So I mean, not a long distance
Yeah.
from China Garden to there. And I mean, we had not been in the car 2 seconds. I was like, oh God. It's like, to quote Peter Griffin, oh, this is going to be a photo finish. It's a 2-minute drive. And I'm just like,
This mother said you're literally just like
like,
screaming in
thank
the car.
God she was driving. Like, I was just like, God. Like, we've only been married like a year. Like, she'll divorce me. She'll just be like, I can't. And I'll tell you, as I'm making the move, I'm like,
Oh, and I bet that's happened a billion times after eating Chinese food.
Chinese gets me, man, for whatever reason. I love Chinese food too.
I've never had like the I've never had the and we'll have to talk to Dalton about this, like the legitimate like Chinese food. Like it was what we eat is
Oh,
not
I was
Chinese
thinking,
food.
Dalton, are you? Oh, Dalton
Dalton
Lee.
Lee.
Okay, yeah.
I'll have to get his thought. I assume they eat a lot of rice and
Yeah,
things like
I
that,
like
but
rice.
They're not eating the.
They don't eat.
They're not eating the like rib, spare ribs.
Kung Pao chicken is not a Chinese food. Yeah,
and chicken wings.
Yeah, no, no.
I always get a laugh at that. Like walk in, like there's like well, there's fried chicken wings, pizza.
Yeah, it's like,
what are we doing here?
I get it.
But man, that China Garden used to be absolutely bussing.
Oh yeah, I had something else I wanted to say. I forgot what it was.
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I've come down Highway 82.
Yeah.
And I live 30 minutes away, and I'm perfectly fine until I take that exit off of 25 onto 82 just outside of Starkville, and boom, it hits me, and there is no convenience store or anything for 20 miles.
Well, it happened to me. I've told that story before about the Egg Bowl in 2016.
In the Cowan City?
Well, Bruce. I made Bruce. It, I stopped Bruce. In Bruce at the Subway.
Oh, yes.
It's like... Thank God the smell of fresh baked bread was there because
you probably walked out that door and they're like, that man's never allowed to walk back through these doors. They got a ever picture of me.
They're like, never again. That was a bad. I mean, I literally just passed that place on is it Highway 9, the junction?
Yes.
I just passed it and I was like, oh God.
Shout out to our guy, Philip Prince.
Yeah. So what a great start to this podcast.
My nephew works for Philip at the gas at the car wash.
Uh huh.
That's located by the junction in okay. Louisville. So if you ever roll through Louisville at that four-way stop by Walmart, go stop in at the junction, get you a nice burger. They have a great deli. And then right next door, go get you a car wash and look for Jonah Sims.
Okay.
There you go. Shout out to Philip Prince and Jonah Sims.
There you go.
In the junction.
It's fitting we're talking about this because we're going to talk about baseball in just a minute. Restaurant Tyler.
That's what's great about having your own podcast. You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. Great facilities there.
very clean bathroom.
Very clean. Clean restaurant.
Until Hey Dad goes.
I've never gone in there.
Well, I have.
I have.
Full disclosure.
Okay. Well, good for you. You know, I, to my knowledge, I haven't. I don't remember one. We do a whole podcast on that, by the way.
Oh, man.
Like,
let's just start our own podcast where we just do that.
Well, I mean, I know we've gotten a question on the rumblings about that, but like, where's your favorite place on campus and all that to go?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go once at Diddy Noble. That is not pleasant.
Like,
I went after a crawfish boil. Oh, not
like what the old one?
The old Diddy Noble.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
The new one's fine.
Yeah, the new one's fine.
All the time. But,
I'm sure Restaurant Tyler's thrilled we're having this conversation. If you want to have a great meal. You want to have a great meal. Fantastic meal. Good food, good people. Great value for your money.
Great catfish, great chicken great catfish, pork chop, great steak.
Cornbread. It's all good. It's all good at Restaurant Tyler.
I was going to take my mother out to lunch today. That. We were going to go to Restaurant Tyler, but
they're closed. It's Monday.
Any other time.
Yeah. Today is a day. I didn't know this until today because this is like the first year that I've been friends with your mom on Facebook, but she has the same birthday as my wife.
Yes.
Did not know that.
Two saints.
Two very patient women. That's all you can say.
The patience of Job.
Priority One Bank.
Do you think one of Job's temptations was that he was, you know, riding on a horse or camel or something?
Gotta go.
I gotta go. Well, and there's nowhere to go.
Back in those days, you could just go wherever.
Yeah,
like, you find a tree.
That's true.
The leaf is your friend in that situation.
There's no leaves.
Oh, it's in the desert, yeah.
It's just sand. You gotta get it off with sand.
Nah, you just stink.
Well, I think that was like a common thing.
Yeah, it's probably a common thing. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you. Don't know about the facilities at Priority One Bank. I wouldn't go to a bank and do that. I wouldn't leave a deposit there.
That's so vile. Come on,
that's a good joke. You didn't sell it.
Well, yeah, nah.
Come on.
I was mid-sentence.
I know.
I didn't get it.
I was hoping I could break you there.
I'm already broken, my friend.
This is a rough
In
day.
so many ways.
Anyway, 16 locations to serve you. When you have questions about your money, you deserve to get an answer on your schedule, not somebody else's. You need to talk to somebody who provides not only, you know, that financial know-how, but they have that personal relationship with you. That's the kind of relationship you get when you go to Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I did not think we were going to get through that.
Somebody has been sitting there hitting the 30-second thing.
Yeah.
And they're like 10 minutes in, like, my gosh, they're still talking about Restaurant Tyler?
If that's the case, if you are a commercial fast forwarder, first off, I don't begrudge anyone who does.
No,
it, right?
I do that
that's
all the time.
But secondly, this is one you might want to go back and listen through.
Yes.
To think that it just started with Wild Game.
I honestly don't know how that happened.
I mean, you talk about going off-road. We were deep in the woods on that one.
I would rather do that than just do the ad reads. And
oh, yeah. If we can add some flavor, it's great. So, yeah. All right.
Flavor.
Shout out to Jay.
Miss the veranda.
I do. What a great restaurant.
Taste is excellent, though.
Taste is good. It's good. let's talk some baseball. Speaking of crap. here's my question to you. I don't know about this pod, guys. I don't know. I just don't know. By the way, this is if Mississippi State women's basketball wins, this is where Future Brian will show up.
Yeah, Future Brian's going to have to come in.
He'll come in. I mean, 9 o'clock tip. We're not waiting for that. But if State wins, Future Brian will be right here. Okay. I did that backwards. I said 3-2-1, but I did 1-2-3.
Pick number three, my lord.
What's up, baseball? This is my question to you. Uh-huh. Big question here. State plays LSU this week, and they obviously have a midweek game with Samford, but we're going to make the assumption they can get through that game. Give me some things they can do this weekend that can make a difference for Mississippi State, be it lineup changes, changes in the rotation, settling somebody into a certain role. How does Mississippi State – because I'll be honest with you, I feel good about State's chances to get the Friday game because Pico is pitching at a high level. He's doing really well. State can win that Friday game. So it becomes a question of can they win one more game? What can State do now with the pieces they had? Because some people are going to say, well, they should fire Lamonis. That out. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, just eliminate that.
So what can they do with the pieces they have to get this series?
I think it's simply play better. I mean, that sounds like thanks, Captain Obvious, but I don't think that the pieces are bad. Like, I think that they have pieces they just don't execute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Dylan Cup has the potential to be an elite defensive shortstop. He made a couple errors the other day. I think Sawyer Reeves is a good second baseman. He had miscues. So, I mean, defensively, that's kind of the thing. When you get those opportunities, you got to take care of that, and this team just doesn't do that. Now, the problem is, you know, like we talked about, that's been a common theme for Mississippi State baseball the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So are they even capable of doing that consistently? That's the question. The talent level's there. The like I said, the pieces are there for them to be able to have that kind of success. But the lack of execution is worrisome. The fact that they can't do that on a regular basis, that's something that is a problem. And it's kind of their identity at this point, is they're gonna do something dumb in a game. They're gonna have a base running mistake. They're gonna have a brain fart defensively. They're going to have opportunities to drive runs in with two outs and get nothing, or the bases loaded with one out hit into a double play. They're going to walk a guy with two outs or to lead off an inning that ends up coming around to score. That's just what this team has been. So that would be my thing, is they just need to play better. They need to play cleaner baseball. If they do that, they have a chance to win a lot of games, but they haven't shown that ability, especially against good teams.
What is the rotation for you this weekend? Obviously, Pico on Friday, but what do you want to do there?
I think I've seen enough from Carson Ligon. I think he's a fine Sunday starter.
Yeah,
like I'm kind of shifting my opinion on him. He competed for you 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
In SEC play against top 10 teams. Now the walks need to come down a little bit, but he's fine. And for Sundays, it's always about having kind of a starter that gets you first time to the lineup or something. If you can get that and be solid and just use your bullpen pieces, that's Sunday baseball in the SEC. Saturday has been your issue now the last 2 weeks. And, Ben Davis, he had tough luck over the weekend. I didn't think he pitched great, but he also should have been out of the inning in that big first inning that he gave up because the defense just fell apart. So I don't know. I don't think Stone Simmons returns to the starting lineup. I don't know. I mean, there are options. I think Ryan McPherson is a guy that I could see as a potential starter. I don't know if he's ready for that just yet. I honestly don't know what you do, but you've got to get that Saturday fixed because that's a pivotal game in your weekend. It's a game that can win you a series. It's a game that can help save you and get you an opportunity to win the series on Sunday. It's a very big game in your weekend. It's a very pivotal part of your weekend, and State can't have themselves being dug into a hole every single weekend on Saturday. That's not the day to do it. So I honestly don't know what you do there. I mean, you haven't had good starts the last 2 weeks, and Ben Davis hasn't been able to get into the fourth or fifth inning, I don't believe, in either one of those games.
I definitely am making a change on Saturday. I feel bad for Davis, but I feel like you got to do something different there. And I agree with you that Ligon, for all the issues State fans have given him, has been okay. He's been
For a
fine.
Sunday starter,
For a Sunday starter, he's perfectly
the
fine.
results you're getting from him, and both times he left the game, and State was not in a terrible position. Now they probably stuck with him a little too long on Sunday. I probably would have just got him through that fifth or whatever it was, and made the change there. But he did a fine job. He was perfectly fine. Didn't start great, and his first two walks he had both came around to score. But he didn't give up a he gave up one hit in the first, four innings, I think, 4 or 5 innings. So
He was fine,
he did perfectly fine.
So that's fine. Pico, obviously incredibly solid. I don't really know where I look on Saturday. Do I give McPherson that look? That feels like the name that everybody's been throwing out. Do you want to go to like a Charlie Foster? I don't know if that's the right move or not. One thing I found kind of interesting this past week, by the way, speaking of Foster and Gavin Black, is that State didn't have anybody on the list as far as injuries go. It listed everyone as available. I know Black didn't pitch. Did Foster pitch?
No.
That's
I
odd.
don't think so.
That's odd.
Unless he pitched Saturday, and I don't remember
I don't
that.
think he pitched Saturday. So let me see here. It's Charlie's here's his stats. Last time he pitched was
He pitched
against
against
Texas.
Texas.
He pitched against Texas, but not against Oklahoma. Just odd that Gavin Black listed as available and didn't get an inning this weekend.
Yeah. The whole way that they handled the pitching and they handled the injuries and stuff is just, I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, I understand
And
that they're normally very secretive about it, but at the same time, like, you have to put out that injury report and it has to be accurate or you're going to get fined.
here's the thing, how do you know that it's accurate?
I
They can
don't.
very easily say,
We just didn't get him in.
yeah. And I think that's what is probably happening. I'm not calling Chris Simonis a liar or scheming or anything like that, but there's been a million times that he's told us somebody's close and somebody's about to get in there, and
They never get it
never
back, yeah.
pitch. Something is obviously wrong with Gavin Black, or he would be pitching.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can tell me that would convince me that he's not hurt, dealing with an injury or whatever.
Something.
So for the entire team, and I know that they're not all healthy because I've seen players walking around with slings on and things like that. So I don't think that they're putting everybody on that list or I mean, they're not putting anybody on the list, to be honest with you, but I don't think they're going through with being 100% forthright on that. And I'm sure that's happening everywhere. I'm sure that's not a Mississippi State thing. It's a lot easier, I think, in baseball to hide that than it is in football and basketball. Because in basketball, you have usually, 12, 11, 12 guys. You've got probably eight or nine that you actually play, and you're going to know whether or not they're injured. In football, it's the same way. I mean, guys are going to get on the field or not. So I don't really buy that.
I gotta look something up here because I'm not sure that I've ever seen anything like this. But I gotta make sure I'm not an idiot too at the same time. So give me a second here.
Okay. Lance Pogue to Brandon. Not entirely
Really?
surprising, but that I'd heard his name the last couple weeks.
Okay. I want to check one more thing here just to be sure. You have to give me. Sorry about this, guys. It's just something I just noticed, and I want to talk about it. In depth, but because the thing that I noticed that stood out to me is State's team ERA right now is 3.55. Opponent's ERA against them is 8.08,
Yeah.
and yet they're 15-9.
It's
And
really.
the reason I want to talk about this is let me just check this one thing here. Okay, I'm gonna go with it here. So I'm looking at LSU stats here, right? On the season, State LSU has given up 97 runs, 88 of them earned. Ole Miss has given up 129 runs, 105 earned. So there are 24 unearned runs there. State has given up 140 runs. Only 97 of them are earned.
Jeez.
43 unearned runs in
That's
20. That's why I wanted to be sure. I want to look at a couple other schools. I could probably look at them all, and they're all. That's unreal.
man, that is wild. Yeah, and that's why I said yesterday the stats just don't make sense with this
Yeah.
team. Like they're
Against State scored 184 runs. I'm sorry, State has scored, where is it? 184 runs. Wait, hold on. Hold on. No. State has scored 248 runs. And they've 184 of them are earned. So there's a big gap there too. So State's played some teams with bad defense as well. That's an unbelievable. No, I can't be looking at that right. No, okay, yeah, it's 184 to 169. Okay, that makes more sense. So
Yeah.
State's only scored 15 unearned runs. State has outscored their opponents this year 184 to 97, and they are 15-9. Make that make sense to me.
Shouldn't happen, man. It shouldn't happen. It doesn't make sense. And there's a lot of things that don't make sense with this baseball program right now. I mean, it shouldn't be happening. They shouldn't be losing as many games as they are. And like I said, 36 and 60 in SEC play the last 4 years, that should never happen at Mississippi State at this point. I mean, it just shouldn't. But it's where you are, and unfortunately, you kind of have to accept it at this point.
Yeah. Looking at these stats is blowing my mind. Like, I can't believe how. I got to look at the batting stats here.
And offensively doesn't really make a lot of sense either because they've hit a lot of home runs, they've
You,
hit a lot of doubles.
unless these stats are just wrong, this is an insane stat here. State's hitting 315 as a team. Opponents are hitting 195 against them. They're 15-9.
Yeah. And look at the at the stats like Oklahoma has. Like Oklahoma's doesn't make a lot of sense. Their batting isn't just
They just
otherworldly.
don't beat themselves. Well, I mean, 50 unearned, 43 unearned runs is a stat. I got to know how many unearned runs State gave up last year. I want to know or how many do they give up for the entire season in 2024? That's what I want to know right this second. So here, pitching. For the season last year, they only gave up 21 unearned runs. They've already given up 43. Is that right?
Something's not right there. Something's got to be off. That can't be right.
I mean,
I mean, they had five errors the other day, though.
Yeah, I think at least six of those runs were unearned. But like, if I'm looking at this right, I'm pretty sure that I am. I'm not. Okay. I'm not. That I was about to go insane. I'm not looking at her. That whole segment was a wash.
What a waste of all of our time.
I was literally losing my. Now look, the earned run average and the hitting is still correct, but I was wrong on the runs and the earned. It's 97-78, so it's. It's 19 unearned runs.
I mean, that's still a lot.
Well, I mean, like I said, we just did the season last year. They gave up 23 for the whole season.
Yeah.
Or 21 for the whole season. They've given up 19 for the season. Okay. That makes a Which lot more sense.
A&M's given up that many. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's given up 17.
Mm-hmm. And State has outscored their opponents this year 184-97. And they're 15-9.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that happens when you play, you know, like you run rule Manhattan twice and you run rule Jackson State and you run rule Rice.
That is still the most unearned runs in the SEC.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I can tell. I was
literally losing my mind. Like, there's no way I'm looking at this correct. And I figured finally it clicked in my brain here. But gosh almighty.
97-78. That's. I mean, you're moving towards an unearned run a game at this point.
Yeah.
You're below that, but still, that's just too many.
Yeah. Okay. Makes more sense now. I feel better, and yet at the same time, I don't.
And then errors on the year. State is 13th in the SEC. They have 24 errors.
Incredibly, three teams behind them. But I mean, part Which, of that
Missouri, they, I can totally get.
They have 24 errors, but they had. If I'm correct, 8 this weekend. I know they had 5 in the Saturday game. I think they had 3 yesterday.
I can't remember how many they had yesterday, but it felt like a lot.
Let's see here.
And State also 10 pass balls, which is the most in the SEC. Okay. The catching situation is just such a disaster.
They had in 3 games this weekend, they had 9 errors. They had 2 on Friday, 5 on Saturday, 2 on Sunday.
State has...
Incredible that 2 errors didn't cost you the game in a 2-1 game.
Yeah. State's given up the second most stolen bases in the SEC. Tennessee has the most at 33, but Tennessee has also caught more guys stealing than anybody else in the SEC.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Teams like to run on them for some
Teams
reason.
Teams like to run, but they get caught out.
You know why? It's because you have to be aggressive against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just sit back and hope for the best. You got to take the fight to them.
But State, not only has State given up the second most stolen bases,
mm-hmm.
they've thrown out the fewest,
mm-hmm.
3. And I think 2 of those are, like, picked off,
mm-hmm.
like, by the pitcher.
Yeah.
And then 10 pass balls. The catching situation at State is
It's really
disaster.
Bad. It's bad right now.
It's a disaster. It's the worst catching situation in the entire SEC. And the crazy thing is you have 4 catchers.
Yeah.
On the roster.
Yeah. I'm still.
Plus Ben Davis, who actually was a catcher, I think. And
I'm still trying to figure out how I botched that, but thankfully we got it right there.
Fine.
At least we got it corrected. If we had gone through that and not corrected it, man, our mentions would have been a train wreck.
So. The whole thing has been a botch
yeah.
at this point.
We're allowed to screw up every now and then, especially we correct it. All right. So, but again, State's team ERA is 3.55, their opponent's ERA is 8.08, and they're 15-9. Bless you. Goodness. That was a rough one.
Whew.
He's got another.
The dust.
We got all sorts of bodily functions
the dust
on this show
in
today.
Here,
it's not dusty.
On top of this thing over here, I did a Robbie Falk was it's here.
Is it still there?
Yes.
You couldn't have possibly
I did that a
seen
month,
that.
I did that a month ago.
You couldn't have possibly
Robbie,
seen that.
Robbie Hold was
on.
Here.
Hold on.
And it's still there.
Oh, it is still there.
It's dusty, folks.
I need to get a Swiffer. Something.
All right. Yeah. Some pine saw.
That's for the floor.
There's the pine saw things you spray that you clean up.
That's pledge.
Whatever.
I need more lemon pledge.
Same thing.
Let's move into the rest of the show. It's brought to you by Yeah, there's more. It's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District or... The older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. We love those two places, and we go there all the time. And we will be there this week in all likelihood. Why? Because we love to eat good food, and they have it there at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. If whatever you're in the mood for, get in your car and head to the Cotton District and enjoy a great meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Mississippi State does not have 50 unearned runs, but pretty close.
It's close. Well, we thought it was close. It was actually not close. Yeah,
not at all.
Well, they're on pace.
They are on pace.
They're on pace?
Yes.
If you are looking for business technology, if you need a new copier, a new printer, you need to call Advantage Business Systems, and they will take care of you. Not only with a great product at a great price, they're going to take care of you with great service after the sale. When you're looking for a fantastic business that to do business with, you're talking about somebody who's like, hey, I can trust them. That's Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. planned. You need to get some new gear. They've got it at Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville. Nobody even close to these guys. Everything you're looking for, Maroon & White, under one roof. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off on regular price items. Some exclusions will apply. Before you, next time you're at Duty Noble, next time you're at the Hump, next time you're at Davis Wade, make sure you're at Maroon & Co. Spring football, we still don't know what we're doing this week. Am I correct?
We have not gotten a...
Normally we get that like on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's weird. It's weird. I mean, I assume we're going to get to talk to them at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but again...
I've thought a lot of things.
The way... I don't want to go off on it, but I mean, just like, I just don't understand a lot of the spring practice stuff. It's so secretive and so locked up. Like it's
odd in this era of college football. And we've talked about this before, that where you're asking the fans to do so much for you that you limit their access as much as some schools do.
Yeah.
And especially for a school coming off a 2-10 season, you think they'd be like, whatever you want to talk about, we are here for you. But that has not been the case so far.
I mean, and you're going up on ticket prices.
Mm-hmm.
What are you selling right now? Mm. Like, that's the issue with me is that there's just...
We're going to get a phone call after this pod. This has been...
I mean, but...
We're killing everybody, but it is what it is.
I mean, I'm not trying to, but this is 2 years in a row now.
It's weird.
And
it's just weird.
Last year, it's okay. Last year, you have... You know, a new team, and you got a new coaching staff, and you're trying to just make sure that everything's kind of in house.
Yeah,
and I totally get that.
Also, at that
but when
time,
you don't when you just finished 2-10, which was the worst season in 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and you're going up on ticket prices, you're trying to keep people invested in your program, you're asking them to pay for NIL, you're asking them to pay for tickets, you're having to pay, you know, it's $100 for a family to go to the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give them a little bit of a bone. At the very least, let us give them a bone.
Yeah.
And if there's some things you want to limit that we say, that's fine. But there's no excitement around this football program right now. No. And there's got to be
a little
give and take.
Let's try to drum up just a touch. Let's see what we can do here. And I wanted to talk, you know, you and I think you and I are on the same page as far as our predictions for this team. I don't think we're very high on them. Where could we be wrong about this team? I guess it starts with defense. Like, one thing we have said over and over again is, like, that Hutzler and the way that he coached his defense last year was not correct. And yet, there's a large voice out there that says, no, State's talent was just so bad that nobody could have done anything. So they have upgraded the talent. Now, I'll go back to what I said last week that got some controversy, that I don't know that they recruited enough difference makers. But from a depth perspective, there's no question this team is better than it was a season ago. Have we underestimated this defense? Do you think that it can be? I mean, I don't think it needs to be top half. I think if it's eighth, ninth, tenth, they should be just fine.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, could this year be? This is going to be my message all offseason is, can this year be what you thought last year could be? And that's 5-6 wins, you're in the bowl conversation. You have an exciting offense. Your defense is just not awful. Can you do that? Can this defense be inside the top 100 nationally in total defense? That would be my goal this year. And
I agree.
that may sound like a pathetic goal. I totally get it. But with what we saw
I
last
mean, they
year,
were pathetic last year. It's fair to have. That's a reasonable goal.
what we saw last year, like I don't think your expectation should be this defense is going to be top 25. You know, that's not realistic at all. But can this defense be 85th in the country? I think that's manageable. And with what they brought in with Mike McIntyre and Paul Rhodes, I saw those guys coaching the other day. Well, I didn't see McIntyre, but I wasn't really looking hard for him, but I saw Paul Rhodes coaching with the corners. And the defense looks noticeably more SEC-like, like in terms of body styles, the size, things like that. They just had no size up front. So the depth is better, the size is better. I think you got better players. I don't anticipate this defense being out of this world by any means, but I think they can be significantly better, and significantly better can still be not good. But
That's what we've got to get people to understand. It's like they can improve a lot and still be not good because they were so, that's how bad they were a season ago. I mean, what is the number on defense? If I said they finish ranked this in total defense, that you would say, oh, they were pretty good, like 60th. Well, that's 100. That's like, see, I'm sorry, that's like 60, 70 spots they got to jump.
That's
That's
a
not going to
huge jump.
happen.
That's a
So
huge
getting
jump.
them into like 95th. Still a bad defense, but that's a massive jump. And if you're better offensively, which I think you can be this year, because it kind of depends on Chapin if he's healthy. But I know you got good talent at the offense on the running back position. I think on the offensive line you should be okay there. Receivers got to prove some stuff, but you know I think Lebby was. I asked him about that on Tuesday last week, and his answer made it feel like he really liked that group. Now, that could just be coach speak, and he just didn't want to give anything away. But it sounded like a very confident answer. 90th in total defense a year ago probably has State competing for a bowl game. So if they're there this year, I can tell you they'll compete. I don't know that they'll get there because we're probably talking about, you know, you got to go win three conference games because Arizona State, you're going to be an underdog in that game. There's no question about that. So can you beat Arkansas, Florida? And one other team. That's the question. That's not an unreasonable goal. It's not an unreasonable thought, but they do have to do it. And that's where we are with this. Nothing we learned from this spring is going to give us any real confidence about this defense in 20. We're going to have to see them play. When they play Southern Mississippi, they need to beat them the way an SEC team should beat a Sunbelt team. They should beat them by 3+ touchdowns. They should not allow more than 350 yards of total offense. They should be able to pressure the quarterback pretty easily. They should force some turnovers. That game, you know, is going to tell us a lot. If the final score of that game is something like 34-31, just chalk it up. They're going 3-9.
And I think that the big thing is I think the defense should be more in sync this year. And I think Paul Rhodes and McIntyre are
Will
going to
help
be
out a
a
lot.
big part of that. And I think that's why they're brought in. I think they will have a heavy influence in what State does defensively. I don't know if play calling will be on them, but I think they will be in Coleman Hutzler's ear. I think that was part of the deal. I think Lebby really wanted to keep staff continuity, and it makes sense now, because he really wanted another year of those same voices in the locker room and guys to have that consistency. And that I totally understand that point of view. But I think he realized I do need to get better from a coaching perspective here. Coleman Hutzler's never done this, like call plays and run his own defense. I think these guys would be beneficial for him. I think they'd be beneficial for our group. It makes our defense better while also keeping the same people in the locker room and in those meetings and adding to it with some more guys that have had those experience. And those guys have been head coaches too. So they're going to be beneficial for Jeff Lebby as well. And He's had, there's head coaching experience with Coach Dancy too. So they have a more seasoned group in there this year than they did last year when they were going out there and a lot of guys doing things for the first time. Jeff Lebby's a head coach for the first time. And, some of these guys that are on staff, they got promoted into assistant coaching positions for the first time. Holacek, he's been kind of an analyst type. And Phil Loadholt now has had a year under his belt at Colorado to be an offensive line coach. So this is a more seasoned group this year than it was last year, for sure.
We're going to see what happens. A lot to talk about. Hopefully we'll get some to talk to those guys this week, and we'll have some more content on spring football. Otherwise, I don't know. It's tough to talk about it when we can't see it. So we'll see. All right, guys. Tomorrow's the rumblings. It's not even a request. It's an edict. All right, I got a demand. Positive vibes only. We got to have this, guys. So
Please don't send.
when are they going to fire
When do we
LeBuck?
fire
We won't
Lamarcus?
answer it. I'm just not going to answer it.
Just
So
don't even waste your time with
yeah,
that.
just if you got an MSU sports question, that's fine. But we're going to do positive vibes only tomorrow. We need it. I'm tired of wallowing in the I am telling you that I'm tired of the
We
negativity.
both are.
So let's
We've had
just
it. We've had enough.
so you know when you don't you know if you send your question in and it has if your question starts with like why can't we or why don't we or when are they going to just don't worry about it. Don't waste my time.
He will skip over your
I
questions
will
too.
absolutely do it. I will have no problems doing it. So, all right, guys, have a great Tuesday. Back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.